from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday. We get to another Friday here from the South Point Studios here at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on the Las Vegas Boulevard, the fabulous strip here in Las Vegas. We come to you live and direct from this gaming capital, and we welcome you to the Friday show as we ramp up for the weekend. And, of course, as we march closer to March Madness, and we're right about in it. Don't forget, Coming up on Saturday night, between Saturday and Sunday mornings, you got to change your clocks. We got these springtime to you change them, you push them ahead for an hour. So unless you do that Saturday night, you may very well miss our show on Sunday morning, because you'll still think it's 7 o'clock when it will be 8 o'clock in the morning come Sunday morning. It'll still be on at 8. I mean, we'll still be on at 7, but it'll feel like 8 because of the change. So make sure you change your clocks on Saturday night. Simply put, spring it ahead, because spring is upon us, that's for sure. We welcome you to the show. However, it's still cold out here in Las Vegas. Right now it's 48 degrees, but there's a little bit of a breeze of wind going out there, so it makes the wind chill factor a little bit more here in Las Vegas. We're going to get up to 67 today, and our skies will be clear. It'll be nice and sunny. And for the weekend, in case you're planning on jumping on a jet or driving on out here to enjoy some of the Las Vegas atmosphere, and, of course, the races here in our book, etc., it's going to be 67 degrees today. On by Sunday, we'll get up to 70, and I believe 73, actually, on Sunday. And it's going to be in the high 70s, mid and 70s there throughout the week until we get to Thursday of next week. And Thursday of next week, the wind's going to pop up again. But it'll be a pleasant weekend here in Las Vegas, in case you want to join us. And, of course, we know a lot of people out there listening and watching us now on the YouTube streaming, our network, the South Point Studios Network on the YouTube. So if you go to YouTube and you see us and you hear us, make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. Subscription is free. It's just a way of letting you know that we're out there. Subscribe if you haven't. And, of course, you can get, if you have a YouTube app on your device, you can also watch us on your YouTube app on your device doing the same thing. Go to the South Point Studio once you get to YouTube and you get us. And, of course, here in Las Vegas, our anchor radio station for all of you roaming around town this time of the morning, KSHP Sports Talk, 1400 AM, 107.1 FM for sure. And streaming in other places, yeah, we got that too. The Race Day Las Vegas websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. You can get us streaming there as well. And, of course, on our podcasting, by podcasting all over the place. And you got the KSHP app that you can put on your devices, your iPhones or your Androids as well. Plenty of ways to get us, and we hope, however, wherever, whenever you get us, you're having a pleasant morning, evening, or whatever on the watching the Race Day show, that's for sure. All right, today we're going to go over the Santa Isabel at Santa Anita. That's the race for three-year-old fillies this weekend that hold 50 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. Of course, you know the Tampa Bay Derby will have the 50 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. That and amongst three other races on Saturday. We'll go over on the Saturday races tomorrow with Jonathan Hardoon. The Florida Oaks is also for the three-year-old fillies, but it doesn't hold any Kentucky Oaks leaderboard points for that. So we got one race this weekend for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard and one race for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. We'll get into the one for the Kentucky Oaks, the Santa Isabel, a little bit later on the show with Jonathan Hardoon. What about our handicappers yesterday, huh? Huh? You better believe it. Well, we can start out Oak Lawn Park. Jonathan Hardoon had a nice winner in the eighth race for us. Insensitive. Gets a win by the shortest of noses. But a nose is as good as a mile in this business. They bet this horse down from 7-2, and he paid $5 even. But a winner is a winner is a winner. Jonathan's winner there. But Jonathan came up with a bigger winner for us, his next selection. He only had two selections. They both won yesterday. And that came at Gulfstream Park in the fifth race. You remember, they took the fifth race off the turf. And Jonathan was saying that they're going to run it on the taffeta footing, and he did one of those audibles again, right? But he said as long as it's on the taffeta footing or turf, doesn't matter, he liked the horse. The horse, Tatanka, won, going gate to wire on the synthetic under Luis Saez, paying $10.40. Jonathan Hardoon's pick there won Tatanka in the fifth race there, a nice $10.40. At Gulfstream Park. So it seems like when Jonathan gives us audibles, they're turning out to be good things, that's for sure. And then at Aqueduct, Jerry Jackowitz had a reverse play win. One of his link-ups won the seventh race. and was followed by his key horse. So he got the reverse exacta, the dollar exacta at $13.10. He also had the reverse trifecta that paid $10.17 for a 50 cent away. And at Aqueduct, by the way, Dylan Davis and Kendrick Carmouche both had doubles on the card yesterday at Aqueduct. And at the fairgrounds, this one, I got to tell you, in playing the races, and all the time I've ever played races, you think you've seen everything in the business, but you haven't. Something will always pop up differently. Now, in the eighth race at the fairgrounds, Rich Ang came and he gave us a horse. That horse was the Princess Spur. And the Princess Spur and a horse called Brigadier Commander were battling head-to-head, stride-for-stride, all through the stretch. And it got to the point where they hit the wire, and the head bob went to Brigadier Commander. That's how close it was, just a head bob. He won by maybe a nose. And so you said to yourself, well, you know, we got that win at Oak Lawn by a nose with Jonathan to get the win there, but we lost one by a nose for Richie Ng, who finished second in the eighth race. Remember, our handicappers, all I expect them to do is give us live horses. They were all live yesterday. So here's the deal. Waiting and waiting and waiting, and all of a sudden, trainer Philip Bauer of the second-place finisher, the horse that Richie had, claims an objection. The trainer, not the stewards, not the jockey, the trainer claimed an objection. And they started watching this race over and over, the head over and over. And there was a few brushing going on, bumping throughout the stretch. But these, in any other case, would be incidental brushes. But since the horse only won by a fragment, just an inch or two, the stewards, after watching it over and over and over and over again, finally made the decision that the brush was good enough to be a disqualification. So the trainer got the disqualification. Richie's horse, the Princess Spur, got placed first, and his winner paid $6.60 for the win there. Something I have never seen in racing. A trainer's objection being upheld by the stewards. I got to get Jonathan's thought about that when we get to it. That's for sure. A couple of other things in racing. By the way, I got to ask him about the HISA penalty for trainer Rusty Arnold. This thing got a lot of tweets going on, or X on X, whatever they call it, the messages on X, over the last day and a half. I want to ask Jonathan about that. We'll wait on that. And, of course, well, here we go again with Bob Baffert. It seems that the California Horse Racing Board has agreed to pay Mick Ruiz $300,000 and direct the stewards in Southern California to disqualify, justify from his win in the Santa Anita Derby the year he won the Triple Crown. That's right, 2018, and they're still going at it. And so Ruiz sued the California Horse Racing Board in 2020 because he was seeking to have the first place finisher justified, disqualified in favor of his horse that ran second, Ruiz's horse, Bolt Dior, who is now a successful stallion, by the way. He wanted him to declare the winner after a New York Times article surfaced that revealed that Justify tested positive for scopolamine, which is a prohibited substance during race time, during a post-race sample. Now, the California Horse Racing Board took no action in a closed meeting, kept the horse the winner, and so Ruiz took it to the courts, and after all of this time, they have finally settled with Ruiz. Racing Board pays him $300,000. He now gets redistributed the purse money for the Santa Anita Derby. Justify is officially disqualified from there. This is what, like 6 years after he won the Triple Crown? Yet he will still be the Triple Crown winner and a Kentucky Derby winner. But boy, you talk about, well, I don't want to go into it, but man, I'll tell you, that was some news yesterday, that's for sure. And I know that HISA is now being scrutinized again for what happened to Rusty Arnold. We'll leave that for Jonathan Ardoon. So on today's show, we got Jonathan with us. Rich Ang will be back with us. By the way, Richie's college pick, college basketball pick, Northern Kentucky also won yesterday. So we got our handicappers on a good roll here on the Race Day Show. John Linda will be back with us today, and so will Jerry Jackowitz. So without any further ado, well, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Your racing menu and the boys are coming up on this Friday show. We're just getting started.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday. We want to take time right now on the Race Day Show to address all of the beautiful women out there. It is International Women's Day. And so we want to just salute the women out there, not only today, but every day, that's for sure. Because women, ladies and gentlemen, are the foundation of humanity. Just remember that, okay? And I know everybody out there who's either married or had a mother thinks that they are number one in their lives, and they should be. So we want to salute all the ladies out there on International Women's Day. Okay, now time to get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today. Want to remind everybody across the country, there's a lot of action going on in the Midwest. A lot of rain in the Midwest, from up in the Great Lakes area right down to Louisiana. So it could be a mess in some of those racetracks. I know that Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona canceled their racing yesterday because that front that was running havoc over Phoenix, Arizona is now moved through to the Midwest, probably going to get to the East Coast. I don't know when, but we'll wait and see there. And as far as Florida is concerned, they've had quite a bit of rain in Florida over the last couple of days. They will be off the turf again today at Gulfstream Park. So no turf racing at Gulfstream today. But we'll wait and see if any other cancellations or late changes will happen as far as the weather around the country. But for right now, everybody is set to go. That's on the menu for today. And like I said, Gulfstream's the only one that has, we know now for sure that they're off the turf today. So here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook simulcast centers, racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that at the Pacific time zone, because this is the Pacific time zone. These will be the time zones that roll out and the post times that roll out in our racebooks here in Las Vegas, right here at the South Point in our racebook here. We are in the Pacific time zone. And don't forget to change your clock Saturday night, 1 hour ahead. We're springing ahead. But for now, here's your racing menu with Pacific time zone start times. If you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss mom and dad, okay? Here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 9 races, and their first post time at Laurel today is set at 9:25. Then we get to Tampa Bay Downs. Now, Tampa Bay Downs, you know, tomorrow they got that big racing card, including the Tampa Bay Derby. Today they have 9 races at Tampa Bay. Let's hope they get cleared up there, for there's no race raining there today, so hopefully it'll get dried out. 9 races today at Tampa Bay and a first post time of 9:30. They have a super high 5 carryover there of $1,214. at Tampa Bay, and their pick six jackpot carryover is $33,239. First post time, 9:30 at Tampa Bay. Then we get to Gulfstream Park. You remember they had a mandatory payoff on their jackpot on Sunday, so they're building it up again. Their pick six jackpot carryover today is set at $38,842. The Rainbow Pick Six jackpot carryover, $38,842 today. Nine races, and again, remember, they're off the turf, which means the second, fifth, and eighth races today are off the turf at Gulfstream. First post time is at 10:10. Then we have Aqueduct, the big A in New York. Well, let's see. Aqueduct, the track is going to start off labeled good. Okay, sunny and 45 degrees at Aqueduct, but the track will start off labeled good today at Aqueduct. Okay, you got eight races at Aqueduct and a first post time of 10:20 at the Big A today. Oaklawn Park is next, and we'll wait and see what the racing conditions are at Oaklawn Park. Oaklawn Park's first post time for 10 races with good competitive fields. Good card today at Oaklawn. First post time is at 10:30. Then we got the Fairgrounds, New Orleans. Got to think it might be a little bit off there, too. It was okay there yesterday at the Fairgrounds. They have a pick six carryover. Not a jackpot, a regular pick six carryover at the Fairgrounds. $5,735. Eight races, first post time, 10:45 at the Fairgrounds. Then we go to Sunland Park. Sunland Park has nine races today. Their feature race is the $100,000 Albert and Henry Dominguez Memorial. Now, that's the ninth and final at a mile and 16th for four-year-olds and up. You got a 5-2 favorite there. You're going to love this. This is a hunch play for everybody listening out there. The name of the horse is I'm a Gambler. Yeah, that's his name. 5-2 favorite in the feature today at Sunland. That's the ninth and final race. Nine races today at Sunland. First post time is 11:25. They got a small carryover there at Sunland. Super high five, $541 today at Sunland Park. All right. And again, first post time there at Sunland is at 11:25. Then we get to Santa Anita. Santa Anita, Southern California. They're kicking in today with a racing card. Let's hope the little bit of rain that went through there. I understand that Monrovia got some rain, light rain, which is an adjacent city next to Arcadia where Santa Anita's at. A little bit of rain there, but I don't think it was much to cancel anything. I just hope so. We haven't heard any word. So let's make it a go at Santa Anita. First post time is 12:30. 12:30 at Santa Anita today for their eight race card. Then we go to Golden Gate in Northern California. They got seven races at Golden Gate. They got a super high five carryover, $3,274. At Golden Gate, their pick six jackpot carryover, $7,848. First post time Golden Gate for their seven races, 1:15. Then we get to Turf Paradise. I'm sorry, did I say that? Turfway Park. Turf Paradise is not running today. As a matter of fact, they canceled yesterday as well. But Turfway Park is next. Their first post time is 2:55 for nine races. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $3,493. At Turf Paradise today, that's their pick six jackpot carryover. First post time at Turfway Park. Got to get that right. Why am I saying Turf Paradise all the time? Turfway Park. Their carryover jackpot, $3,493. Turfway Park's first post time for nine races, 2:55. Penn National has seven races. Penn National's first post time with a super high five jackpot carryover of $8,672. It's set at 3 o'clock, 7 races, 3 o'clock at Penn Nat. And then we wrap it up at Charlestown. Charlestown races, pick 6 jackpot carryover. A good one, $25,314. Eight races at Charlestown. First post time is at 4 p.m. And that is your racing menu for today. Turfway Park, not Turf Paradise. Okay, now let's go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, except I got the Turfway, you know, and Turf Paradise stuck in my mind
here. Turf Paradise, Turfway.
Yeah, whatever. And anyhow, I got to get these two out of the way. First of all, I want to talk about the Rusty Arnold fine. This guy's as clean, squeegee clean in the business, and he got fined by HISA?
Well, Ralph, you know I'm a huge fan of HISA.
Okay.
I mean, the problem really with them is they don't use common sense. Sometimes you need to revert back to common sense. Here's a guy that's been a trainer for 35, 40 years. He's never had one infraction. Well, actually, he did. He had a $300 fine for clerical mistake when he had a horse that was supposed to scratch and he didn't call in and scratch it. That's the extent of the fines that he's had over a 35 to 40 year career. Not only that, the horse shipped in, so he was in a receiving barn where he wrote a, first of all, he wrote a letter that if people get a chance, they should go read it. It makes so much sense. And Heiser, I mean, it's just silly. The amount of the contamination is like a billionth. It's such a minuscule amount. It's just ridiculous. And to give this guy a suspension and a fine, I mean, you know, again, Heiser, I don't get it. I'm still trying to figure out what they do positive for the game. And when I do, I'll send you a letter and try to figure it out because I can't.
And when you figure it out, we'll have a special on it. How about that? In any case, what I think Heiser has to start realizing is, unlike with human beings, and you test, there is a high level of minute contamination because you're dealing with horses that are outside. They're in a stable area with a lot of dust, a lot of hay, a lot of alfalfa, a lot of different components for the day, etc. And they're around several different human beings all the time. I mean, you know, human beings are different type of people, etc. And when you get a contamination of such, so minuscule, it's like, first of all, it's not going to affect the horse's performance in any way. Secondly, you have to give a little leeway for contamination. It's just as simple as that, because they're for all intents and purposes, they're outdoors all the time. I mean,
it's common sense. Not only that, they're shipping into a stall where they have shippers that come in. So the people that were there before could have left something. Anything could happen. They don't use common sense. And that's what's wrong with most of the world and a lot of horse racing. Common sense.
Yeah. So we salute Rusty Arnold. He shouldn't have got that penalty. That's for sure. Now, justify. Well, let's wait 6 years before we decide what to do with this guy. This is the
interesting thing is, Ralph, the interesting thing is, if he doesn't win that race, he doesn't get to go to the Derby, and there'd be no Triple Crown.
Yep.
Now what?
Well, here's the thing. We all know the situation between Bob Baffert and Churchill Downs, yet that horse was trained by Bob Baffert, yet the Churchill Downs says they're not going to disqualify him from winning the Kentucky Derby. He stays the Kentucky Derby winner. He stays the Triple Crown winner. Now, in all due fairness, the horse didn't test for anything after the Kentucky Derby. He was clean. But he wouldn't have been able, with the leaderboard points that we all talk about, he wouldn't have qualified to get into the Derby off of unless he won the Santa Anita Derby. So we got a real dilemma going on. But here's the thing. California Horse Racing Board, after the New York Times article, behind closed doors decide they weren't going to do anything. And Ruiz was really ticked off about that. He wanted a public hearing on it. And so he went to the, now outside of racing, into the normal court system that we have in the United States. And you know how fast they are. And so now, not only does the California Horse Racing Board have to reverse their decision and ask the racetrack to redistribute the money, and who knows what the people who own Justify did with that money already. And secondly, they also they also had to settle for $300,000 out of their own pocket. So this is a mess.
Well, first of all, why should it take 6 years to resolve this?
Yeah.
That's the biggest problem. I mean, what were they doing?
Yeah.
You know, it just looks like it was some sort of cover-up. And, you know, good for Mick Ruiz. He fought it to the end, and he felt he was right, and he was right. And now he's getting compensated. As far as taking away the Triple Crown or anything, you can't do that because, for once, Churchill is using common sense. Turn the page. Let's move forward. Stop.
All right, well, we're going to turn the page now on this this day of International Women's Day and talk about the I'm getting some feedback here. We're going to talk about the women, the lady horses, the fillies for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. Right now, the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard, Jody's Pride is the leader with 65 points, Fiona's Magic with 60 points. Lemon Muffin has 50. Tarifa has 50. And then you've got Jin Jin with 41. Just FYI, who was scratched the other day at Gulfstream in her three-year-old debut. Just FYI has 40 because of her win in the Breeders' Cup Philly race, the Breeders' Cup Philly Juvenile. And then we've got West Omaha with 40 points as well. You got Intricate at 35, Tapit Genelee at 29, and Into Champagne at 25. And that's the top 10 for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. Now we got the Santa Isabel coming up, a grade 3 at Santa Anita on Saturday. And in that race, we got 8 going in the race. And the 4-5 favorite is Kinza, a Bob Baffert trainee, for Juan Hernandez. How do you see this race?
From Kinza, she had 2 starts and she's run extremely well in both of them, including her last race, which was around 2 turns. But there's an interesting horse in here, Ralph. The number 6 horse, Navy Bell. Mark Latt sent this horse out first time out, and she was about as impressive a winner as you're going to find. You know, he thinks enough of her to throw her in the San Isabel and career start number 2. So obviously they are full of confidence. You know, Frankie Dettori rides. She's listed at 4-1. And she may finally get some points out of Southern California when there's Baffert horses involved. And if she wins, she's going to be in. You know, the fact that Mark Latt takes her out of a maiden win and throws her against these horses, obviously he has confidence in her. She ran a big figure on the sheets. And that's the horse I would go with. You're getting 4-1 as opposed to 2-5 on Kinza.
Yeah, and just to go over the field real quick, number 1 is Ultimate Authority. Yachtin trainee Flavian Pratt rides. The 2 is Shiloh's Mistress, John Velasquez, coming out to ride for Mike McCarthy. The 3, Pacific Rose, Antonio Freysou for Doug O'Neill. The 4 is Kinza, Bob Baffert, Juan Hernandez. The 5 is She's a Tempest, Tiago Piera for Steve Knapp. The 6 is Navy Bell. Frankie Dettori for Mark Latt. The 7, Where's My Ring? Victor Espinosa for Val Brinkerhorf. And the 8 is If You Ain't First, You're Last. That's the name of the horse. And at 50-1, that may be very well appropriate there. Kyle Frey will ride for Val Brinkerhorf. So Brinkerhorf's got 2 in the race. Obviously, one of them is a big long shot. But it looks like a good competitive race, that's for sure.
Yeah, again, Kinza, you know, she has 2 races, and she was extremely impressive in both of them. But Navy Bell is the right play at the price.
I can tell you this, that the Florida Oaks that's coming up tomorrow at Tampa Bay Downs, along with the Tampa Bay Derby, doesn't have any leaderboard points for the Oaks. And we'll go over that race. We'll go over all 4 stakes races at Tampa Bay tomorrow with you. But it looks like, just by virtue of the morning line, that it's a much more wide-open race than the Santa Isabel is, as far as the morning line is concerned. You got the favorite at 4-1, and that's Brendan Walsh's Austere with Tyler Gaffleone aboard. So it'll be an interesting.
The interesting thing about that race, Ralph, is that race is on the turf, you know, so that's probably why they're not giving any points.
Yeah.
That's what I would assume. It's a turf race. I will tell you in advance, I love a prize horse in there that we will be giving out on the show tomorrow.
Oh, we got that tease from Jonathan Hardoon for tomorrow. Oh, my. Okay, well, we're done with the tease. We're done with the officiating news of the day here for racing. So it's time to parlay those 2 nice winners you gave us yesterday, Jonathan, to a couple of more today.
By the way, back to your DQ yesterday. I've been playing this game close to 50 years, Ralph. I've seen so many times where trainers claim foul. They never come down. You just turn the page and go, okay, give it the 10 seconds and, you know, the horse stays. But they didn't do that. The interesting thing is, though, if it was so close, the stewards could claim a foul anyway and not take the horse down. If there was, you know, a chance, why not claim the foul and let the public be happy that at least you're doing your job and you're looking?
Well,
you know, the fact that the trainer, where was the jockey? What was he thinking about?
Well, here's the thing. I agree with you there. After the disqualification, you got to think the trainer was a little PO'd at the jockey for not doing it. But jockeys and trainers lodge the objections and the foul. The stewards lodge inquiries, and you're right. They should have at least looked at an inquiry there, but they didn't. And Richie Yang comes up with the story of the day.
new way to win, and nothing wrong with that. As long as they put us up, it's fine.
The story of the day, my man. Okay, we got Richie standing by, so I'll be asking him the same thing. But what do we got for today?
Okay, we're going to look at Aqueduct, the third race today. It's a mile on the main track, a mile, one-turn mile. And I like the number four horse in here, Login Required. This is a four-year-old gelding from the Michelle Nevin barn. Jose Gomez aboard to ride. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. He stretches out today for the first time. I think he's going to be better going long. I like number four, Login Required, to upset and win today's third race out at Aqueduct.
All right, the big A, a third race. You like the four, Login Required. The four in the third is Jonathan's play at Aqueduct. And where are we going next?
Let's go to Santa Anita and look at the seventh race today, which is scheduled for the turf. This is a turf-only selection. I expect them to be on the grass, but in California, you never know.
Right.
Let's look at the seventh race, and I like the number seven horse in here, Don't Swear Dave. This is a five-year-old from the Doug O'Neill barn. Mario Gutierrez aboard to ride. This is an improving horse, getting better with each start. 4-1 on the morning line. I like number seven, Don't Swear Dave, to win today's seventh race. By the way, Ralph, have you, all your years of racing, have you ever seen an owner and jockey more loyal? You know, the Redhams are so loyal to Mario Gutierrez. They ride him every day, and you know, anywhere. And he rides for them, and they've had quite a relationship for a lot of years.
Redham has made that guy's career. There's no doubt about it. But remember, Mario Gutierrez won two derbies for the Redham group, and so that loyalty stays right there with those run for the roses, that's for sure. Seventh race.
You just don't see that anymore, Ralph. You just don't see loyalty like that anymore, and it's a good thing to see. I like it.
Seventh race, the seven. Easy to remember. Seven in the seventh race at Santa Anita. We'll let you go, Jonathan. Cool off, and we'll talk to you tomorrow and go over those Tampa Bay races as well.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
You got it, my man. Okay, we are on our way to Rich Eng next. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher boasted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, continuing on this jam-packed Friday Race Day Las Vegas radio program, we now go out to Rich Eng standing by, and all I got to say, Richie, is you had a four-leaf clover sitting on you yesterday.
Yeah, I was thinking, Ralph, that my rabbit's foot really was working overtime yesterday in both the horse and the basketball game. I heard you and Jonathan analyze the trainer objection that got upheld. That never happens, but I'll take the win, the 660. And then that basketball game with Western Kentucky, Ralph, the game was not on television, so I was following a computer. The first score I saw was Wright State 17, Northern Kentucky 2, 6 minutes into the game. And I'm thinking, what the heck did I get us all involved in?
Yeah.
And Northern Kentucky rallied not only to force overtime, but they won the game in overtime. Phenomenal comeback.
It is amazing when you can't see it on TV. You're really going to the apps over and over again to get the latest and trying to find a ticker somewhere. Of course, you know, you could have come to the South Point. I'm sure they had it on one of our TVs here. That's
true.
For sure. But in any case, you got to win with some luck, I think, in both areas. You won the college game and certainly the thoroughbred pick, that's for sure. Have you ever seen a trainer's objection be upheld?
First time. I'm like Jonathan, 40 years in the game, never seen one upheld.
No, me neither. All I know is I don't think the jockey's he's too enamored with the jockey that he had to call the inquiry. But nevertheless, we got a winner, a nice winner there, a couple of winners there, and time to go and get some more. What about college hoops today?
Well, we got some more tournaments starting today, Ralph.
Yeah.
The Colonial Atlantic, the Southern, and the Summit. And there was one game I want to make just a real quick highlight.
Sure.
The game at the Orleans between Pepperdine and Pacific. Have you ever seen a score like this at halftime? Pepperdine 56, Pacific 9. That was the halftime score at the Orleans yesterday.
Two things there. Don't tear up your ticket. And the other guy, don't go into the casino and start betting like you won the game.
Never seen a lopsided number like that. Even in the NBA, maybe in high school, and where two schools are really mismatched. But
yeah.
56-9, yeah. Pepperdine ends up winning by like 80 points. As far as a pick for today, Ralph, let's go to the Ohio Valley Conference. They're deep into their tournament. They're in the Final Four, the semifinals. And a game that kind of just jumped off the page at me, it's between Morehead State and UT. That's Tennessee Martin. And both teams were 14-4 in the conference. They played twice this year. They split. The game's at a neutral site in Evansville, Indiana. And Tennessee Martin is getting 8.5 points, Ralph. You know, unless I am missing something really radical, this game looks like it should be pretty closer to even or maybe 2 or 3 points. But I'll take my chance with Tennessee Martin plus the 8.5.
All right, you got it. UT Martin plus 8.5 for the college hoop game today. And what about a horse pick?
Let's go to race 5. Like Jonathan, this is turf only, and hopefully they run on the grass. But in the 5th race at San Anita, I like the 2, Derecho Dandy. This horse made a big rally last time at 6.5 furlongs on the grass. Stretches out to a mile where the horse has been more competent. And a big rider switch to J.J. Juan Hernandez. So let's go with the 2, Derecho Dandy, in the 5th.
All right, the anchor race today and the early pick 5 and early pick 4. And, of course, it starts the late pick 4 and part of the late pick 5 and the pick 6. It's a pivotal race. So in the 5th race today at Santa Anita, you like number 2. Derecho Dandy, the 2 horse in the 5th race, is your pick. Don't forget, folks, that Richie does have a full sheet for Santa Anita selections right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. And, Richie, we will continue with hoops and horses, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, my man.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
We're going to blow off our last commercial and go right to John Lindo standing by in Southern California. And one thing I want to ask, John, is I know that I saw a tweet that there was some rain that went through Monrovia, and I know Southern California geography, that's right next to Arcadia. So tell me what we need to know about Santa Anita today.
Oh, good morning, Ralph. There was a big cloudburst about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon through Arcadia and Monrovia. A lot of rain over there. It was a short period of time, but we're clear as a bell today. The sun's out, and main track is just joggers only this morning. They might have got caught, you know, with the track open, not sealed to protect it. But I would expect the turf probably be less than firm. I'm going to guess good, and we'll see what the main track is. I'm not up there today, so I don't know, you know, how wet things are. But a good amount of rain in a very short period of time yesterday.
All right. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed that they don't make a late change there at Santa Anita. And I guess Mr. Ayuso is getting a couple of days.
Yeah, Armando Ayuso will sit out 3 days starting today. He got a regular old jockey suspension that he has to serve this week.
Oh, not a HISA. That's nice to know. Brad Free has been keeping track of a certain stat that I think people should know.
Yeah, Brad Free for Daily Racing Form. Interesting stat on the dirt routes at Santa Anita. The last 22 dirt routes, 17 favorites have won. So you talk about over 50%. We're talking about, you know, 60, 70%.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is that adds to the high percentages of favorite overall. We'll get to that in a minute. How about the jockey trainer standings?
Well, Juan Hernandez won three more races on Monday. He's the leading jockey. He's got 40 wins. Flavien Prat is in second with 35. Antonio Frizu, he's got 33. That's the top three. As far as the trainers go, Mark Glatt and Doug O'Neill, they're tied for leading trainer. They've each got 21 winners. Then you have Phil D'Amato with 18 and Bob Baffert with 17.
I understand D'Amato was going through a little bit of a losing streak, huh?
Yeah, he was quiet for a little bit. He had lost with his last 23 starters before he won with the first race on Monday with a horse named Marina's Tina. And he came right back in the seventh race with another winner, Granny Bougie. So he's back where he usually is.
Well, the lull is over for D'Amato, that's for sure, I guess. And give me the filthy favorites.
They're holding steady, Ralph, 46% for the meet.
Oh, my aching back. All right. Anyhow, okay, so we get to the races today at Santa Anita. And, of course, John, your schedule for the weekend has Santa Anita for both days and, of course, today. And, of course, with the coast-to-coast pick five that happens on Saturdays and Sundays between Santa Anita and Gulfstream, you'll have a coast-to-coast pick five as well, right?
Right. The coast-to-coast tomorrow is all stakes races, two stakes from Gulfstream, three from Santa Anita. And I haven't worked on the Sunday yet, but that looks promising. The field sizes are good, in the, especially the Gulfstream races on Sunday in that coast-to-coast.
And the do you think the saga of Justify is finally over?
I think so, and they finally got it right. I mean, it's about time that they changed that decision. And at the time they ran that race, that positive for scopolamine, that was an illegal substance. It's cut and dry. You know, the California Horse Racing Board made a judgment without telling the people, kind of swept it under the rug. And I'm glad that Mick Ruiz had the resources and the will to stick it out and fight this, and he's going to get rewarded and get his real deserves.
Well, now he's not only going to get the purse redistribution from what Justify earned in winning the race. That goes to his horse now, Bolt Dior, who's a successful set stallion now because it was 8 years ago, 6 years ago, I should say. But he's also getting $300,000 from the California Horse Racing Board, right?
Yeah, but I don't even think that'll match the legal fees that he had to take to fight it for 5 years. So this wasn't about money. This was about getting the right thing done. So I'm glad he got the judgment.
So now I would imagine that in the breeding shed, Bolt Dior will now have a grade one next to him, too.
Well, I think he was already a grade one winner. I don't remember off the top of my head, but the main thing is both of those horses, Justify and Bolt Dior, they've established themselves as good, solid sires.
No question about that. And Churchill Downs put a stop to the ongoing falling dominoes, because they said no matter what happened at Santa Anita, they are going to keep Justify the official winner of the Kentucky Derby, therefore the official winner of a Triple Crown. So
right. At the time they entered the Derby for 2018, Justify was eligible for the race. And that's what Churchill has said, and they're going to stick with that. So no matter what happens, we have a Triple Crown winner from 2018.
And I think that's fair. I think the entire final decision is all fair, I think. That's for sure. All right. Well, we got the Linda Report back here today at the South Point Racebook. You can get the Linda Report for all of the races today at Santa Anita, a suggested late pick four, and all the goody information we were just talking about. One comprehensive sheet, the Linda Report, right now, exclusively, only here at the South Point here in Las Vegas, and it's free of charge to you because they love horse players and the Linda Report as well. All right, John, what are we doing today?
Let's go down to the eighth and final. We're going to try and beat the morning line favorite, number one, Nauvoo, who comes off a couple of easy lead wins against Softer. There's a lot more pace in here, and the horse coming out of the best races is number three, Mystic Flyer. Chased home a good horse named Ghost of Midnight in a tougher open starter allowance contest. Back in against Cowbreds today. He's quick enough to keep the favorite in line, and I think he'll prove best late here. 5-1 on the program. Number three, Mystic Flyer, race number eight, Santa Anita.
All right, the eighth race at Santa Anita, the last race of the day, and the eighth race, you like the three, Mystic Flyer, the three in the eighth race. Get the rest, the Linda Report, right now here at the South Point, right here at our race book, free of charge, that's for sure. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Good luck today.
All right, you got it, my man. And now we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry had a nice reverse play come in yesterday. But all I can say is at Aqueduct, witnessing the races, it looked like a conveyor belt. Just get to the lead and you are gone.
Yeah, sometimes it's that way and there's nothing you can do about it. And, of course, you have to adjust as the – I mean, you can't be stubborn about it. And
that's
what happens.
Yeah, handicapper's going to adjust. But I got to tell you, by the time we got to the race that you had the selection in, I thought to myself, now that jockey has got to be seeing what's going on here. He's got to go right for the lead as much as he can with whatever speed he has in this horse, because that's the only way of winning. He didn't quite do that. He stalked the leader, and by the time they hit the half-mile pole, I said, he ain't going to catch him, and he didn't. He didn't. He stayed a nice second, but he never had a chance of beating that horse by virtue of the track.
He was locked into second, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, by virtue of the track bias. Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't know what happens. The jockey just maybe rides that way. That's the way the horse feels to him. And he can't break out when and see that it's a speed track and, come out whipping and slashing. And, just the way horse racing is. Just because there's a bias doesn't mean jockeys are going to pay attention.
Well, Jerry, I got to tell you, if it was good enough to be second all the way around, he probably could have asked him a little bit more to get in close to the leader. But we'll leave that there for opinion only. Let's get started with some picks. Right. Let's go to Aqueduct first.
Okay, so I've got a good one here for you today. We've been talking about pop-out keys and feature plays. Feature play is very often a good play, but very obvious and lower priced, and the pop-out key might be a little more subtle and have a bigger price.
Okay.
That's what we have in the eighth race today. We have both my feature play and a pop-out key listed for you folks. Solo Tonight is the feature play, and you might think that that's going to be the play, but the play is actually going to be Diana's Retiring. It's got one of the great names, mother-daughter names here. She's a pop-out key. He's a pop-out key for me, and at the price, I think it's a great bet for a second time Dutch Row. I like the nine in the eighth race as the play. Okay. And I'm playing the nine over the 1, 3, 4, 6, and 10. Doing my reverses, 1, 3, 4, 6, and 10 over the nine. And then I'm coming back and pressing up 9, 10, 10, 9.
Great explanation there, because I was going to ask you, the 10 is the feature play and the 9 is a pop-out key, but you did it. So the 9 over 1, 3, 4, 6, and 10, and reverse another 9, 10, 10, 9 in the last race, the eighth race at Aqueduct. Now let's go to Santa Anita. We got about 30 seconds for that.
Okay, I have an ad in here, so let me explain real fast. I like California Tiger, the 5 horse in the eighth race. I know John likes the 3.
Uh-huh.
And my play originally was the 5 with the 1, 7, 8, and then the 1, 7, 8 over the 5. And I was thinking of adding in either the 3 or the 4. So I'm going to add them both in for a small amount and kind of work it in. So my play ends up at 5 over 1, 7, 8 for strong and 5 over 3, 4 for small, and then reverse them.
Well, okay, I'll try to repeat that. In the eighth race, the final race of Santa Anita, you like the 5 over 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, and 8. And
no 2.
Okay.
No 2.
Okay, 5 over 1, 3, 4, 7, 8, and reverse. And whatever you want to double up, folks, you can. How about that, Jerry?
Perfect.
Okay. By the way, since John Lendo has a horse in the last race, we got a Scirocco play going there. The Scirocco play in the last race there is the 3553 condemnation. But do what you want, folks. Jerry J's Power Pages for Aqueduct Sanita at jerryjspowerpage.com. Say it, Jerry!
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.